News 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
1-2 pitch. Ground ball right side, base hit. Churio around third, he will score. Mitchell's headed to third, he'll make it there. Jake Bowers delivers. It's 5-4 Milwaukee.
I think when I said we needed to chill the f*** out yesterday, that's more along the lines of what it looks like.
Indeed it is. Brewers 5-4 winners over the Los Angeles Dodgers and flip the script on this West Coast roadie in a hurry. Joined this morning on Brewers 360 by Brewers President of Business Operations,
Rick
Schlesinger. Boy, Rick, what an important ninth inning. If we look at some of the key moments of this season, this might well be one of them.
Yeah, you know, you're not supposed to get too down or too excited over each game, but it definitely felt like a meaningful, important win, and especially after struggling against the Padres. And Dodgers are a good team, but we caught them in the ninth, and you got to give the guys credit because it was just typical Brewers grind out baseball. You know, there's no 3-run home runs; it's just single, 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 and then McGill in the ninth he's been just untouchable, and it's a great win.
Well, and it's important too when you look. Yes, the Dodgers are a good team. So are the San Diego Padres. Murph made a very good point of that. Look, we ran into a really hot team that's also very good, right? So that things are going to happen in the course of a 162-game season. I think what's so fascinating, and you're around the guys a lot, what Jake Bauer said about this team, look, sometimes you can have guys who kind of dawdle around, or, you know, if you want to go back to the movie references, if they need to get scared, they need to have bats thrown at them and shouted at. These guys are trying too hard sometimes because they want so badly to win. You got a good group there, but sometimes you got to loosen the grip.
Yeah, I mean, he sort of knows. He's been there all year and coming up with clutch hits. And, you know, sometimes you need a guy like that to just remind us of, you know, just stay with the game, play your game, as they say, and not try to do something you're not. That's not your game. And our game is to you know, grind it out and great pitching and, you know, really timely hitting. And that's what we saw. I bet Jake, you know, used a profanity. Otherwise, that would be a great, like, motto we could use. But I don't think I'm going to print a bunch of T-shirts.
Can't put that on the big banner out front at AmFam when people come in.
Yeah, that'd be something. I mean, we certainly get a lot of attention. I don't know if it'd be the right attention, but we get a lot of it.
So when the Brewers do get back to excuse me, I get emotional thinking about
I know you do.
Players swearing and succeeding. When the Brewers do come home, Rick, what are we looking forward to at the stadium?
Yeah, so another lot of games coming up. And, you know, we only have like 20 home games left or less than that because we've had such a front-loaded schedule. But, we've got some good promotions. We've got the Braves next week and a very good team that we've got to, you know, obviously stay ahead of for purposes of playoff seating. So we've got some great opportunities. We got the post-game country concert, Cole Swindell, on August 28th. That's the next series. We got Hank Aaron's replica jersey on August 22nd. The Cereal Bowl on August 29th. And then we go off to Williamsport to play in the Little League Classic. So, we've got a weird Saturday 3:10 start. And then the team flies off to Williamsport.
That is super cool for a couple of different reasons. I happened to catch a little bit of the Field of Dreams game last night, which is really neat when they have all the Hall of Famers walking out of the corn and that type of thing. Is there anything like that planned? Do we know anything about what will be some of the festivities that take place in and around the game?
Yeah, we know that there's going to be a lot of interaction with the Little League, and our team is going to come and watch the Little League World Series game that's going to precede our game. And then we have a night game there at 7:10 on Sunday night. And so I think it's a lot of, you know, local Little League activities, things like that. And then fly to New York, and we got this big series with the Mets. We'll see Mr. David Stearns while we're there and hopefully have success there.
You know, that would be super cool is if Whitefish Bay wins today. Whitefish plays Iowa today at noon, and if they win, they head to the World Series. There's got to be a way to
somehow have to figure that out.
Yeah, it's got to connect the Whitefish Bay kids.
We planned it that way. You know, this is all pre-done.
Good work there.
Well done.
Maybe we'll have Jake Bowers give the kids a little pep talk.
Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Speaking of home games, Rick, important to, I'll let Dom say it so you don't have to, because I know you're superstitious. Dom Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings, was with us the other day, and he said, look, I don't know what the seed's going to be. The Brewers are going to the postseason. So that being said, there is an opportunity here for fans who want to make sure they got a seat at American Family Field in the postseason to get in on that, in at least take a step toward that.
Yeah, so people putting deposits on for season tickets for 2027 are going to have ability to buy strips for 2026. So all the details are on brewers.com/season tickets.
All right, a lot of good baseball ahead. Brewers President of Baseball Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, guys.